Oops. Did somebody register 1.4 million illegal immigrants on Medicaid? Shucks. Now, if you're a Democrat right now and you take in Democrat media, in other words, you're lied to all day, you are in overt terror right now because the evil Republicans are, of course, going to cut Medicaid because they're just mean and they're going to just, you know, turn some people right out of the hospital. And what? Wait a minute. Okay. New York Post quotes Matt Yglesias, who's lying like everybody else on the left about this, called it a war on the poor, arguing that the big, beautiful bill cuts to Medicaid will cause 8.6 million people to lose their health insurance. People. Well, what kind of people are we talking about? Well, like illegal immigrant kind of people. Well, wait a minute. By law, they can't be on Medicaid. That would constitute fraud. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're saying they want to keep the fraud. That's what they're saying. Never mind, another 4.8 million are fraudulent. For the most part, they're people registered in more than one state, or they're people who have absolutely no right to Medicaid. Wait a minute. What is going on here? Okay. Let's start with this. Here's Dr. Oz explaining this situation. He oversees Medicare and Medicaid. Again, we're not talking about Medicare. We're talking about Medicaid, which is for the poor. Medicare is for older people.
The buck stops here. We've got to clean up the system. There, you know, we're not paying $200 million for housekeeping anymore a year. We're not going to pay for illegal immigrants in states that are submitting those claims. Why should people living in Mississippi or Texas or Florida be paying for illegal immigrants getting health care in California? Yeah. As a nation, we need to, you know, be aligned to make this work.
Okay. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the same thing.
We are not cutting Medicaid in this package. There's a lot of misinformation out there about this, Jake. The numbers of Americans who are affected are those that are entwined in our work to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse. And what do I mean by that? You got more than 1.4 million illegal aliens on Medicaid. Medicaid is not intended for non-U.S. citizens. It's intended for the most vulnerable populations of Americans, which is pregnant women and young single mothers, the disabled, the elderly. They are protected in what we're doing because we're preserving the resources for those who need it most. You're talking about 4.8 million able-bodied workers, young men, for example, who are on Medicaid and not working. They are choosing not to work when they can. That is called fraud. They are cheating the system. When you root out those kinds of abuses, you save the resources that are so desperately needed by the people who deserve it and need it most. That's what we're doing.
Okay. So let's start here. Are they cutting Medicaid? Unfortunately, no. I'm actually upset about this. They should cut Medicaid, but they're not. What they are actually doing, according to the New York Post, slowing the Medicaid program's further spending growth over the coming decade. So instead of growing at 4.6% per year, it will now only grow at 3.7%. It's not getting cut. Unfortunately, I wish they had. It's not. Except the illegal immigrants. Now, this is so crazy. New York Post writes, the program, Medicaid, is so poorly designed that the only two major audits done in recent years both suggested that a full quarter, that's 25% of the spending, is improper, fraudulent, or otherwise. Whether on beneficiaries who don't actually qualify to providers who don't qualify in a truly vast amount of outright criminal fraud. Who is it? Now, here's the funniest part. Who is doing this? Let me tell you what happened here, okay? While the Democrats scream, you're cutting Medicaid, you're cutting Medicaid, what they're actually cutting is illegals off Medicaid. How did the illegals get on Medicaid? What's actually happening here is Democrat states were committing large-scale fraud to put the illegals on Medicaid rolls and stick the U.S. taxpayers with the bill for their future voters, people they think are going to be their future voters. DOGE busted them. And the GOP is ending Medicaid payments for at least 1.4 million illegals as part of the Big Beautiful Bill, one of the things I really like about it. Democrat governors then turned around and did exactly what Trump is doing, kicking illegals off the Medicaid rolls. Why? Because, well, now they got to pay for it. They can't steal the money from the federal taxpayers to pay for it by allowing fraud, by allowing these illegals to sign up at the state level. And by the way, in California, advertising and begging them to do it, same in Minnesota, now they're having to kick them off the rolls. Why? Because they can't stick me and you with the bill. Doge busted them. So Democrats are lying, claiming Trump is taking people's Medicaid away when it's only illegals and able-bodied men who do not qualify. You have to meet the 80-hour-a-week work requirement. They just weren't checking. And so that's a massive problem here. So what is going to, if you watch what's going on, all of this sudden, about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, when they, almost 4 weeks, when they announced this, hey, Doge has found these illegals are illegally registered. A lot of them are in California. They're in states like Minnesota. They're all in blue states for the most part. Not all of them, but a lot of them. They don't have the controls. That's on purpose. All of a sudden, Democrats start kicking illegals off the rolls. It's true. Do you know who just announced he's kicking illegals off the rolls after Gavin Newsom did it? Because they can't steal the money from you anymore? Wannabe vice presidential bro, Tim Walz. This got so violent, yes, violent, that he had to hold the press conference announcing it behind locked doors, where he only let a couple members of the media in, right? Why? Because Democrat lawmakers who are pro-illegal immigrant, they're lawless, they're Democrats, and their activists were smashing their fists against the door, trying to break it down so they could protest Tim Walz. And then they start screaming at him and chanting at him because they want him to steal the money from us through fraud, because that's how they were doing it, to pay for the illegal immigrants. Here's what that sounded like. So you can't see this. They're slamming their bodies against the door to try to get in. Tim Walz trying to lock out. These are his own voters, his own party. Some of them are Democrat lawmakers. And they're yelling, one Minnesota right. In other words, we want to be united with our illegal friends. And we want Americans to pay for their health insurance. Well, Tim Walz can't do it without the fraud. It's glorious. Folks, I just got to ask a question. Just a silly question. Sorry. Republicans have been funding this crap because we have been in charge since 2022. How do you miss 1.4 million illegals? Said it once, I'll say it a million times. Thank God for Doge. And I just, you know, I feel bad that Elon Musk feels disrespected and that he, you know, basically quit this weekend because he accomplished so much. I know he didn't get everything he wanted. It's because the Republican leadership sucks in Congress. But gosh, did he do a lot. 1.4 million illegals? They were going to not only make us fund the destruction of America and the replacement of our own votes, they were going to make us pay for their medical care while they outvote us. It's outrageous. And they caught it. And they stopped it. And that's awesome. Okay, producer Tim, got to ask you this. I don't know if you saw this. It's okay if you didn't. The video, you know, the president of France, right? The leader of France, Emmanuel Macron?
I do, yeah.
Did you see the video of his wife slapping him?
Oh, my goodness. No.
Grabbing him by... Has your wife ever done this to just grab your face and basically slap shove you by your face in public?
No. It would be bad if she did that. Yeah, no.
Well, no, because I was... If you haven't seen the video, okay, if you did this in public, just here in South Carolina, like, say, for instance, here at the grocery store or something, I don't know, you're out to dinner, you could have the police called on you. That is assault. You don't get to do that to your spouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think any normal person would, you know, call the cops or something.
Yeah, I mean, my husband would never do this. He's a sweet guy, but, I mean, grab me by my face and shove me around in public. I mean, we'd call the police.
Of course, yeah. My wife, too. I mean, she would call the police.
Right. No, I mean, you can't be doing that, right?
Exactly.
Now, here's the thing nobody's saying. This was a top 10 in the country story. Do you know the background of Emmanuel Macron and his wife?
I do not.
Okay. This is going to blow your mind. I wanted to blow your mind live on radio, right? Because okay. I got nothing else to do this morning. Okay. Emmanuel Macron is 47 years old. His wife is 72.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, she is very well preserved. I'm talking hundreds of thousands of plastic surgery it must have taken to look like that. But yes, 72
Robin
years old.
Robin the Cradle, gotcha.
Well, now, see, I'm glad you brought that up. Because when you see this video, there's a whole other angle to it beside the assault angle. And you know how there's these sort of whispers about the elites in the world and pedophilia and really weird kid things that
yes.
they seem to want us to tolerate?
Yes.
You could see that coming out of the EU. I mean, their recommendations and the UN recent recommendations like, hey, we need to go ahead and, you know, make it legal for adults and children to have sexual relationships. We need to go ahead and get rid of those laws. Love is love, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that was a recommendation of the UN, what, last year?
Yeah, it's seeping out everywhere in elite circles now.
Yeah, it's weird. We get these little hints of it all over the place, right?
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. California, they're constantly trying to undo these laws. Hey, take it from a felony to a misdemeanor so adults and kids can hook up, right? So a lot of paranoia around that. And maybe for, you know, not for good reason. Listen to this. Okay. Emmanuel Macron, who is 47, married to his wife, who is 72. Do you know when he met her?
He
was 15.
15. Oh my God.
He was in her daughter's class at the school where she taught.
Wow.
They had an affair that started when he was 15.
Dude, that's disgusting.
She was 39.
39, 15. Well, I guess this would be about, what, 20 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. So in January 2006, she divorces her husband. The next year, she marries Emmanuel Macron. They have had this relationship since he was a minor. So he is a world leader married to his pedophile abuser. And everyone treats this like it's just, well, she's normal.
Yeah, why? Like,
that's what I said.
Why do people do this? Like, it's weird.
I mean, yeah, it's also illegal. And so think about that. How many times you can go and look them up? I mean, they're standing next to the Trumps on the red carpet. They're standing next to, you know, other, you know, the Bidens on the red carpet. Everybody's acting like this is all very normal. And his wife looks his age if you don't, you know, zoom in too tight on her.
And nobody's called him out for this.
Not really.
I would. I would definitely.
Now go back I knew you would know the details of this. That's why I want to hit you with it. I want to see what like a normal average person, how they react to finding this out. Okay. Right. So I'm doing an experiment on you live on radio. Hope you don't mind.
Yay.
No problem. Okay. So now go back. And when you get a chance at the break, take a look at the Macron video where his wife is grabbing him by the face and like shoving his face.
Okay.
It is the continuation of an abusive relationship. It started when he was 15, she was 39. So not only are they, you know, she's a pedophile. She apparently slaps him around too, and he's the leader of France.
Yeah, yeah. Who's really running the country?
I know, but he's also a world leader of NATO. I mean, the big powers in NATO who are on their way to World War III with Russia as we speak are Germany and France and the UK, but mainly Germany and France. And there's his wife. If you see the video, he doesn't realize he's on camera. She literally shoves his head in his body. So he goes like bouncing out to where he is on camera. He turns, realizes he's on camera, and his face goes from angry to like this fake smile.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just completely like, did you really just do that in front of all these people?
It's an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
Hardcore abusive relationship. So then a few minutes later, they have to come down the stairs out of the airplane. And he's trying to recover, like, politically. And he offers her his arm, like, okay. And she refuses it. So I'm like, what, does she want to beat him some more? And then what?
You just wait till we get home.
Ground to pound him, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no wonder the poor guy had what looked like a baggie of cocaine he was sharing the week before.
Just
by the way,
his face, yeah.
Did you see that part? It sure looked like he was sharing a bag of cocaine with Keir Starmer.
I did not. I have the video pulled up. I'm going to look at it during the break.
You got to look. I mean, both of them. It looks like a bag. But now I understand why he needs a bag of cocaine. I mean, look, he's been a child sex abuse victim since the time he was a kid. He married his abuser, and now she beats him. I mean, I'd probably need to do cocaine too.
Yeah, yeah. Got to curb that.
Not that I would.
That pain. Yeah. Yes.
I would never do that. Obviously, if kids are listening, I forget his summer. Can't say things like that. But okay, no, never do that. But yeah, no, weird, right?
Yeah, that's definitely strange. That's a strange situation.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. Like, why are these, like, I mean, because you see this all the time, you know, teachers, you know, with male students. Like, it's weird.
Yeah. No, and we see it in the news here, and it's a terrible scandal, and they get arrested. Like, that woman, I think she was Texas, right?
Yeah.
And there, a lot of them are very, very hot. I mean, they're very good looking, these women.
Yeah,
I
like, it's like, why are you, like,
what did you want a 15-year-old boy for? I don't know, but they do.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. Like me and my wife, because you know my wife's a teacher. We talk about it sometimes, and she don't get it either. It's like strange.
It is. Now think about normally here. Now we arrest them in France. They just get married, and she slaps them around. I don't know. Anyway, it's look. It's weird.
Yeah.
It just goes. Strange. It just goes to show you these people are not normal. They are not like us. They are not normals. These global liberal elites. They're a breed apart.
They're above us. They don't. That's the way they see themselves to us. So they just do whatever they want.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, you got to hear this. Okay, this was a top 10 in the nation story. This was crazy. I had to click on it. Headline: former Arkansas police chief serving time for murder and rape escapes from prison in Arkansas by dressing in a fake law enforcement uniform and sneaking out. They've got video of him. He's just like rolling this looking garbage looking thing, and he walks right out. Right.
I'm surprised he's still alive.
Well,
being the police chief in prison.
Well, I know. And get this. He's a rapist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the crook. Okay, this is crazy. He gets put in prison in October 2017, first degree murder in connection with the shooting death of a guy by the name of James Appleton, who worked for the Gateway Water Department and was talking to his brother-in-law on the telephone, was pulled over by some officer, shot in the head, and they stop. And they find out the police chief did it, right? So get this. They process this guy, you know, fingerprint him, take his DNA. He's the police chief. They've got him. He basically execution style killed a guy he pulled over, thought he'd get away with it, right? Well, when they run his DNA, he's the police chief. When they run his DNA, they realize he was the rapist in a 1997 rape of an elementary school teacher in Rogers, just north of Fayetteville, and they didn't realize it at the time. So this guy, an actual wanted rapist who they'd never been able to identify, had managed to work his way up to be the police chief.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so they got him for life, and he's out somewhere, I don't know, running around right now. Hopefully they get him.
They haven't caught him yet?
No.
Oh,
he's running
no.
around.
Oh, man. Y'all need to catch him.
Yeah. So, crazy world we live in. Got to tell you.